In the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, for our instruction for our evening devotion, I will read from the Psalm 136, the 139, and the first six verses, and two last ones. A Psalm of David to the chief musician. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my laying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but ye, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. This portion of Bible that is known for me, familiar to me since my childhood, came to my mind when I was preparing myself for this sermon, not as a text, but as a hymn. When I was a young boy, we were singing this hymn in a choir that tells about this psalm. And when I checked the schedule for the services, I noticed that the hymn will be sung tonight still. And when I come here before you, I feel weak and fearful, so I want to take a familiar text to me. But of course, I want to trust that God opens the word as according to his will. This psalm has other familiar portions too, like, for example, that I am, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. From my childhood, I remember, and even you listeners might remember, that it has been taught in the Sunday school that God, Heavenly Father, sees everything. Sometimes it felt bad to hear those words when I knew, like you knew, that you had done something evil. You many times you want to hide the bad, evil works and deeds, and even from the God you want to hide them if it was possible. It says, thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising, thou understand my thought afar off. What do you, listener of tonight, think about this? Is it a bad or good thing that we have God and Almighty Father? You also, young listener, that might spend your time in your room with your phone, and you might ponder that would you use your time correctly in a good way, and possibly in the way that you think what my parents would think if they came to my room and to see what I'm doing. It's not only the matter for the young people, but it's also for all of us that might happen. In that situation, it might feel like a distressed, depressing, that we have a God that sees and knows everything about us. But isn't it so that God that has created us, he knows how we are as a person. And this, the Son of God, Jesus, knows the temptations that we people have. He himself was living as a human being on earth and was the winner of the temptations, but he faced the similar temptations as we did. He knows that we are weak from ourselves. But what he does in that situation, is he harsh on us, or does he look at like evil eyes on us? No. In the Word of God, there are many different examples. Like the believers back then fall into sin. We remember how Jesus looked at them and spoke to the sinful woman, that he says, go and no more do sin. And how he looked at Peter that denied Jesus 3 times, but he still had enough grace towards the thief on the cross of Kolkata. Like in the letter of Galatians, it says, the Christ had made us free. What is the freedom of children of God? When people in the world sees our faith as a faith with lots of laws and restrictions, is our faith something like that? It's not like that. Our faith is free. But personally, I feel that way. But I still think that I cannot do whatever I want. But as this Holy Spirit and the Word of God teaches us about what is not good for us, the faith protects our life. Part of the freedom of Christians is something that we don't need to be under the slavery of sin. We see lots of things around us that affects negatively people. And it's good for us to protect ourselves from the evil things. For example, we think drugs, or the free liberty with sexuality, and many other temptations of the world. It's not related to freedom, but it's kind of like make us slave towards these temptations. Like in the sixth commandment, Luther says about the love and responsibility, the sexuality free from love and a responsibility makes only evil things to a people. So the gift of God can turn to be a bad thing. It's not if it's used in an incorrect way. That's why, as believers, before different things, we should ask whether this or that is good for myself. Does this bring me closer to God and closer to the everlasting home, the heavenly home? And when we can free ourselves from many worries, as we know, the God takes care of everything on earth, even something that we don't understand, like wars and catastrophes, the evil of the world, and many things that makes us to worry. We can leave all those for God to take care of. Like in the second letter of Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 10 says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." But our text continues in this way: "Thou compassest my bath and my laying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but ye, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attend unto it. This is something marvelous. I cannot we myself to comprehend." Think about sisters and brothers. If, like we talk about in the beginning, like if can feel like a distress, if we know that God knows everything about us, isn't it so that this text tells us why it is good that God sees and knows about that as he besets us behind and before and laid our life. Every time in our life, we have situations where we ask and worried, what is the my directions in my life? You young people might have even more questions like that. What is my place in this world? What I would like to study? Where I could find job, a work? Will I be granted with the family? There are many questions, like all of us from many ages. If we feel lonely or we get sick, then we easily ask, what is the will of God? What is my future? Even though it is hard for us people to trust in that, but we can trust in Almighty God that he leads our life every day in our life. And he wants to lead our way in the way that we one day reach to heaven. Isn't that a great gift? That we can, with good conscience, have peace in our mind. We can look towards the destination. If there is any listener here, if you feel that you don't have this peace in your heart or in your conscience, these sermons might bring you restless a feeling. Have you heard here a voice of good shepherd? Or have you thought that this is only as speaking of human being? That is something to we can understand doubting, because there are many religions in the world. Even at the time when Jesus was living, people were underestimated and criticized. They were saying that, isn't that the son of Joseph? But if you accept true faith, the gospel, the repentance, or forgiveness of sins, the Bible testifies that you have received the forgiveness of sins, and you have been granted the part of the child of God. So it pays to believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. and we would be here, part of the God's family, where we have our dear Father in heaven, and Jesus Christ is the head of the congregation, and we are the children, sisters and brothers, and the Holy Spirit teaches us on this way. Our text finished in this way: "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Isn't that, brothers and sisters, our petition as well? And if we still have question about it, what is the way that leads to heaven or goes to heaven, it would be important that we would ask about this way from the kingdom of God. When Jesus was on earth, living on earth, he says, "That has ear may hear." When Jesus was no longer present on earth, so after that, in Bible, in many portions, the Bible says that has ear and can hear what the Spirit of Holy Spirit speaks. So the Holy Spirit speaks in our congregation and teaches us. That can be hard for many people to believe in this community, in society at this time. The doctrine or the teaching was not accepted even earlier when Jesus was teaching. Even the disciples say they did not want to hear this Jesus speaking that way, and they left. Then Jesus said to them who remained, "Don't you want to go away as well?" And they answered, "Where we would go, because you have the words of the everlasting life." So isn't it so we don't want to leave this from this kingdom where we have the word of the everlasting life? It's not from the wisdom of people, the word of the people, but they are affected by the Holy Spirit, the word affected by the Holy Spirit and from the God. It's not something that requires knowing the faith matters a lot, but the simple faith is enough, and we can trust in that the God has provides us has enough grace. And as a weak and poor servant, I want to proclaim and preach this, that your sins are forgiven and given in Jesus' name and precious blood, until the peace, freedom, and joy. If you let me, I will tell something about my kind of own psalm here. Only a week ago, during the night, I received a call where I heard that the visitor or the visitors from heaven has arrived to get my dear father to heaven, heavenly home. And that's why I feel myself emotional. I have so many memories, dear memories from my dad. Also, what my dad wanted to teach us, or me. I at the most importantly, something about the teaching. He thought the life is a great gift from God. And as believers, we can enjoy. And by trusting in the all-knowing and almighty God, of which our text talks about, and as we sang in the hymn, it's better not to have so much down-sitting or burden, but to carry that much burden, but to trust in the goodness of God and trust what he grants to his children. Because our wishes are not known by the God in heaven. And the second thing is that there is only one important thing here. This is the faith matter, that we don't believe for this time on earth, but so that we would be ready to leave when the time comes and we would reach to heaven one day. And he has reached the heaven through and received the victory. So I want to ask, I feel myself sinful. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you. And you can remain believing. We travel here day by day. You can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. We have good God and good kingdom of God where we are cared for in such a good way. Securely we can say in Jesus' name, Amen.